Welcome to the Poetrygram, a podcast that offers poetry tips, views and prompts to use in your writing. I'm your host, novelist and poet Helen Cox. You can find your free creative writing starter library, which includes a free poetry polishing master plan and a publishing master plan, at helencoxbooks.com. And here's the show. Hello, poetry lovers. It's been a while. As always, I'm going to start off with a quick personal update and promptly confess that 2021 wasn't quite the year I imagined or hoped for. I know that's true for many others listening. In my case, my husband's cancer reoccurred, and much of my time has been spent caring for him during this seemingly never-ending pandemic. Anyone who has had their lives touched by this indescribably cruel illness will understand the difficulties we have to navigate when we receive such news from doctors. On top of that, in December 2020, I had my laptop stolen, which contained the episode on Poetry of Witness that was scheduled to go out that month. I have been unable to re-record that episode as yet, but I will endeavour to make that episode happen at some point in the future. I have very much missed making this programme, and have promised myself that 2022 will be a year largely devoted to poetry. As such, I am in the process of recording a season 2 of the podcast. I've put together some monthly guided prompts that will be made available on the Medium website from January, and I will also be opening up submissions to a Poetrygram annual and applications to an online poetry masterclass I'll be teaching later in the year. Regular listeners of the show will know I've previously produced a couple of pamphlets, but as yet I haven't released a full collection of poems. This is set to change in 2022, as my first full collection is now almost ready. I've managed to sneak some time in for writing poems here and there between my other commitments, and the results have surprised me, to say the least. So there's lots to look forward to in the year ahead. I hope that you'll participate and walk a little further down this road with me. Okay, after that little introduction, it is time to get into today's main topic, which is about transformation in poetry. If you're confused by that sentence, don't worry. I hope by the end of this podcast, everything will be clear as crystal. I hope you find the advice useful. Here's to a productive year ahead. Transformation is probably the concept I most regularly teach in my writing classes, regardless of what genre the students are writing in. In essence, it's the idea that in any piece of writing, the characters and the reader need to start in one place at the beginning and end in another space by the final line. These overarching shifts appear in almost all of the literature we consume. We follow characters and speakers on journeys from darkness to light, ignorance to knowledge, disconnection to connection, failure to triumph, confusion to epiphany, or at its most basic, from a bad place to a good place, time and again. And of course, in the case of tragedy, the transformation happens the other way round, moving from a positive space to a negative. When the shift doesn't occur, we often do not enjoy the story or script or poem as much as we might have done if there had been real development. When there is no transformation, we start to wonder, why are we being shown this? What is there to gain at a deeper level from engaging with this work? Why is it worth the paper it's written on? True, transformation can occur in both the writer and the reader merely through the act of expressing something. But how meticulously we craft that transformation will define how large a shift we create and how memorable it is for those who look upon it. Applying the principle of transformation to your poetry is very straightforward. Simply pull out a draft poem you've written and ask yourself the following questions. 1. Is there clear movement in this poem from one space to another? It doesn't have to be too dramatic. Even moving from an interior to an exterior focus is a change of sorts and points the reader's attention in different directions. 2. Does the emotional polarity shift in your poem? I.e. does the speaker move from a negative to a positive space, or vice versa, in terms of their thought processes or how they are feeling? And 3. How has the speaker, or the world around them, changed by the last line when compared to the first line? How does this change link with what you are trying to say in the poem? Asking yourself these questions will greatly help in refining your poem into something more thought-provoking than mere observations or expression of raw emotion. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. Poetry can be anything you want it to be. But I find often with the students that I work with that the principle of transformation takes their work to the next level, opening new avenues in their work they hadn't previously considered leading readers down. The last note I'll make here about transformation in poetry is to flag that poetry as we understand it is based on the linking of two very important ideas. The micro, an image or example of something concrete and small, and the macro, a broader idea or concept. Often in poetry, we illustrate big sweeping ideas such as heartbreak, grief, and loneliness with something small inspired by our real life experience of the world. It's worth checking that in each poem you write, the relationship between the micro and the macro is clear. If you're shown as a woman standing at the edge of a pier at dusk, what macro ideas and concepts does this link to? And how can you underline them to the reader? Can you shift between the smaller, lived examples and the grander concepts of the world we live in? I hope this information has been helpful and thought-provoking. If you'd like to work with transformation in a new poem, here's a little prompt for you. Spend 1 minute noting down moments in your life where something changed for you. The changes can be large or small, either will work. After a minute, select one item from your list and spend a further 2 minutes completing a piece of automatic writing on that moment. By that I mean, keep your pen moving for 2 minutes and write down everything and anything that you can about that moment in your life. Welcome leaps and tangents. Delve into fiction if it helps you explore the truth of that moment. You are not beholden to the facts, just the truth. After the 2 minutes are up, circle any striking or interesting phrases and transfer them to a blank sheet of paper. Start writing a poem about your chosen moments using these extracts to support you. And make sure that the transformation is clear in your poem. What was life like before that moment happened? What was life like after? Life is full of moments like these. There's an argument that we're changing every second, every day, as we become older with each passing tick of the clock. In this poem, however, you'll have hopefully picked out some kind of significant moment that works either for comedic or dramatic purpose. Make the transformation the focus of your poem and see where the experiment takes you. That's all for this episode of the show. I'll be returning in 2022 with a new season, and in the meantime you can follow me on Medium at Helenography for some monthly poetry prompts and articles. Until I get behind the microphone again, enjoy your poetry, read it broadly, and write it whenever you can. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I hope you found it helpful. I've been Helen Cox, and this is me saying, hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all.